Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
Sound of the seasons.
Hey, baby.
Tax season. Bull.
Isn't that beautiful?
Hell yes.
It's fantastic.
This is going to look like eggnog.
Sure it is, on
I
the walls.
I imagine. What color will this mixture turn? Will it turn red or brown?
It's going to be pinkish because, well, the strawberry milk to liquefy it a little bit.
Yeah.
But also the color of the deviled ham and the potted meat and the Beverly bulk sausage. Those are very pink in color.
Deviled ham is stinky.
So it's basically going to perfect choice on that. It's going to look like the old videos of the McNuggets of the old days.
Yeah.
Pink sludge. What if that's how they make? What if we get sued because we've just uncovered the ingredients for popular nuggets?
Popular sandwich that comes back once a year?
If it all tastes like chicken.
Well, that's what they say, Paige.
That's what they say.
It's not true about frog legs, though. I don't taste chicken at all when I eat frog legs. You ever had frog legs, Paige?
I have, and then when I found out what it was, I was mortified.
What did you think you were eating?
I didn't know that my family...
Lizard legs?
No, I didn't know that they went frogging in the middle of the night and killed these creatures that I ate for breakfast. It was terrible. Frogging.
But what did you think you were eating?
I don't know. I was a kid.
Frog legs, you know, I thought it was ice cream.
I thought that was weird bacon.
Yeah, frog legs.
These frog legs.
They gave me a bite of it. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't have the legs in front of me. I just had a bite of it on my plate. And they're like, you just
ate frog. Is this a lizard quiche I'm eating,
Mama?
You
just ate frog.
You kissed a rabbit between the
legs of a frog.
I love Hender. Okay.
So we haven't even run down the ingredients yet.
All right, let's do that. You mentioned several there, but of course, the cat was out of the bag yesterday with... Tijuana Mamas. Now, the fun part about that is Paige actually paid for part of her punishment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These things are disgusting.
Last year, as a fun little prank gift, Paige gave me four cases of Tijuana Mamas because I said I couldn't find them anywhere.
Now you have a bunch.
I have a bunch of those.
And we're going to put several of them in this smoothie this morning.
1,000 milligrams of sodium per.
Yep. Over that. I think it's like 1,500 per.
That I can tell you.
And then we're going to do some of those. We also have a can of Armor Treat. Treat meat, as Fat Boy calls it. And he's salivating over that one.
I love treat meat. It's a good sandwich.
And then what about the Matt, lay on him the one that kind of gave you flashbacks to childhood.
You had said yesterday, you sent Fat Boy and I the grocery list of what you bought, and you said Beverly bulk sausage.
Yep.
And I was like, it sounds, you know, like something maybe I wouldn't like, obviously, but it didn't hit me that I saw the can and that I remember my daddy's mama had... Dude, she had to have had a dozen of those if
like
she had one, all the time.
Yeah.
Though. And that's why that's the house that always smelled like farts and Bengay.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad would make it. I used to eat it some as a kid. I used to think it was very, very tasty. Probably still is tasty. Just haven't had it in 20 plus years.
That explains why her house always smelled like farts.
Yeah, and why mine doesn't anymore.
Yeah. Beverly bulk sausage.
You got a can of good. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was just gonna say my daddy would fight you over that right there because. My daddy loved, for some reason, to eat brains and eggs.
See, the yellow can of pork brains.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He likes to hang them.
Yeah. Brains and eggs.
That yellow can there is canned pork brains.
I remember one time I said, is it pig or cow? And he says, I don't know.
Look at the one behind it in the white wrapper.
That'll find
it. You recognize that can wrapped in white paper?
High five me, Jim.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll be kind of off on the side. Well, I got to have clean enough hands to do the bit.
Deviled ham. Yeah, I remember having to eat that.
Yeah.
Oh, good gracious.
And then a cute little wrapper.
I would never in a million years eat any one of those items. The only
can I pull one over?
Ever, yeah. ever choose.
Did you
no.
say this one yet?
No, we didn't.
I didn't realize that this was also made by Treat, but potted meat.
Yeah.
Or not made by Treat, but Armor that makes Treat also makes potted meat.
Yeah, we got us a can of potted meat.
What is the difference, though, of the two?
Oh, you'll see. You'll see. Potted meat's more along the lines of deviled ham, but not the same at all.
Oh, so that's mystery part.
What's in that Ziploc bag, though, Jim?
That's a couple pieces of liver mush, couple slices of liver mush.
See, I've been watching Paige. That's the one that's getting her.
Yeah.
It shouldn't
I've already
be.
Smelled
that's
that.
The most appetizing thing over there by far.
That does not smell good. That if you smells work for like Armor. Dirty feet.
Oh,
well, again, dirty feet's the most appetizing thing over there by far.
Apparently, that's nasty.
It's gonna smell like salt and vinegar and BO and dead pigs and lips
God.
And BHs in here for a while.
If you work for Armor, thank you for your service.
And then, of course, to liquefy it up, we have a bottle of strawberry Nesquik.
You have to have a base in.
Yeah, you got to put some liquid in it. No water, nothing like that. Just some strawberry Nesquik to give it just to make it especially awful. This is going to be terrible.
I don't know.
But now the mystery ingredient, hot diarrhea, Paige.
Yes.
There it is.
Well, it's going to look like that anyway.
No, that's my water bottle.
Hot diarrhea.
All right. Well, that's now trending worldwide on Twitter. Yeah. Hot diarrhea. And spell correctly, oddly enough.
Now, this is going to take a few minutes to get each ingredient in and get the balance with the liquid right so it's liquefied, but not
and plus
too
we
thick
gotta
or
go,
too thin.
We got to go live
so
folks can watch all this and not think it's a work.
If you want, I can go ahead and get started putting some ingredients in and getting them started with the Ninja Master Prep whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. Intern Caroline ready with Facebook? I'll do Instagram.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
I'm going to hand her Instagram or Facebook Live right now.
What are you going to say?
I'm very surprised Nine used a nice blender for this, because I don't know if this is something you can wash out.
Oh, it'll wash out. It's the only blender I got is my Ninja Master Prep. That's my blender from the house I brought in here.
I might have got a big old Black and D.
Nah, I've already spent enough money on canned food.
It's been years since you had a Black and D. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go, I'll hit, we're live on Facebook now.
Yeah.
All right, so
I'm going to move over here and start putting some stuff together, I guess.
I'm checking connection. We're now live on Instagram at The Rise Guys. You can watch the blending begin of Paige's processed meat milkshake smoothie. There she is. Are you wearing a Rocker Bell shirt today?
I'm wearing a In This Moment t-shirt.
Now, why would you wear a shirt that you know you're likely to vomit all over?
You didn't wash.
She's wearing a Devil Worshipman t-shirt. That's what she's wearing.
Well, your generic is blank. I'm saying that because as you're watching, Fat Boy's wearing his navy blue today.
Yes, thank you, Pam Tastic, for the t-shirt. She was
smell
awesome.
That vinegar, y'all!
Man, I can't. The shadow is awful. Oh, there we go. That's better. Okay, so what was that? That was the hot weenies?
Yeah, that's two of them.
All right, Paige, are you trying not to look at this?
If I was having to eat this,
I would watch every single ingredient that would go in.
It's not going to make it taste better.
And, Fat Boy, you were sharing with me a moment ago a text that came in.
Oh, yeah. It said, I love Paige getting punished. Seems more genuine than the rest of y'all.
Look at the congealed crap on top of the deviled ham.
Oh.
You see it on top.
See, that's the worst.
Oh, that looks yum.
Look, Paige.
Yeah, the dog food looking stuff.
It smells like it, too. Yeah, it does.
Y'all always trying to sell it and make it a big work. That's what they said.
Hey, somebody take a sniff of this and tell me you don't remember eating sandwiches of it when you was a kid. Just take a whiff.
It smells like dog food.
It's going to remind you of your childhood
God
so much.
Darn, dude. It does smell like dog food.
But it doesn't remind you of your childhood? You used to eat this on sandwiches?
No.
Well, I also would eat dog food.
It smells like something from Alpo or...
Poor sweet
nasty.
Paige. Poor sweet Paige. Everybody's wishing you luck, Paige. They love you, Paige.
Thank you.
Everybody, throw hearts at her on the screen.
If I don't puke and I just wash it down and try to think, you know, spoonful of sugar and just... Hopefully I can do
She's
it.
She's going to puke.
I may not.
You saw what the deviled ham looked like. And here's the difference between deviled ham and potted meat.
Oh, yes. Absolutely nothing it doesn't look like.
It's really pink by comparison. This is much pinker.
It's like big fat Reese's, little thin Reese's, all kind of Reese's.
A bucket full of nitrates.
Caroline, are you okay to be on camera?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Intern Caroline.
And okay, not so easy.
We love you, Caroline.
All right. Paige, quit pandering. You're still going to get it, girl.
I'm going to go ahead and mix up what we got so far and see what happens.
Okay, we'll hear a little bit of blender action, then we're going to go to break and finish this thing. There. Oh no. It's not blending.
I'm not choking down chunks, I can tell you that.
Nine, can that thing break down pig buttholes?
Oh, absolutely.
It's okay. Not a Ronco.
Lips as well.
Well, let me take it home with me. All right, we'll take a break. We'll keep the blending going. And it's Paige's processed meat smoothies, putting in a little Nesquik in there.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll continue rolling on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll join you back here on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Like this right here.
Nine.
Come go with us.
Paige.
Playing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Sorry, folks.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is, what time is it? I got too many things going on.
8:29.
Look at that. We are on time in a minute.
You are.
To spare.
We are. I want to go ahead and present this. It's in a Ziploc bag. Fat boy, here's the leftover treat meat for you to take
home. Oh, yeah, boy.
He's been eyeballing that treat meat, and we got about half a can left.
Will you truly eat it?
Yeah.
He'll cook it up and eat it, yeah.
What about the treat?
You put it in the frying pan, you just dump it out.
Brown it up.
Are you supposed to cook that? Am I eating raw meat?
No, everything's cooked. Everything here is totally cooked. Right. It's just Fat boy wants to brown that up.
Okay.
Point in my drawers.
So I can do a little more blender just to, you know, make sure we're good. And then I can, we're ready if you are, man.
Dude, I've been on Instagram live this entire time. I just went down the hallway looking for Paige.
Yeah.
Doing a tour. I was doing a tour down the hallway, and I got a little video of Mark Hendricks.
How's that blender sound?
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just selling it off the air. All right. Paige.
Somebody, I need help.
I was looking for you a moment ago. Where did you go?
I went to get fresh water.
Okay. Yeah. Did you go to a local creek or?
I went to the water fountain.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, the cooler thing.
The cooler.
Yes.
Don't you bring that over here. I guess he has to.
All right.
Since I'm going to have a pound of salt, I might as well, you know,
wash it down with water. Who knows if it's a full pound of salt? Also, there was an earlier comment. I know what treat meat is. I just don't like it. I used to eat hot weenies, and I'm talking about like the Tijuana Mamas. And I will probably occasionally eat one every once in a while.
So much better
the
than
the smell is like.
Bring it over. Yeah, let's get a reaction from.
It's like cat and dog food put together. It's like a meat nightmare.
It's like pet food suicide.
It is.
Dog food salt, man.
It is nasty.
Oh,
wait. Boy, you want to take that from over there so you can get. Yeah.
Ready to pour?
By the way, yeah, if you want to take it over there, Caroline, that would be awesome. I'm not saying that sarcastically or condescendingly.
Is it going to pour?
Turn it where the label's out so we can get that on video.
Oh, my God. Oh,
we're using a Rise Guys P1 Pilsner beer glass.
Oh, look at that, cowboy hugs.
What is that? What are you turning your back on?
I just don't want to spill it on the floor.
Oh. There's a good CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. You guys should have put a little salt on the rim.
It doesn't need. By the way, Paige, there's some chipped glass on this side. So
yeah. Can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay, I got you.
Chipped glass, yes.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I don't want to cut my lips.
It's part of the punishment. Well.
Can I have the garbage can? Because I don't think this is going
to. I think that would be the smartest move to make.
Which way should I pose?
What's your best side?
Probably neither on this.
I look better from backwards.
Do you want me to face you or do you want me to go away?
I don't want, hell no, not if you're going to
face
spew.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
God.
Face me. I want you to take it like a man.
That's what she said. She's going to take it like a man.
Take it like a man. I'm not going to cry like a girl, she said.
Sexist against women.
I'm not crying.
Who is People Magazine's sexist woman of the year? It's Paige.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is, we've waited forever.
Can I hold my nose?
If you want to.
It's going to come out of your ears, though, when you throw
up. You're still going to taste this, though.
You want me to get the whole thing if she yaks?
Yeah, every bit of it.
We're going to save it, and then if Instagram goes sensitive material on that, y'all some P-U-S-S-Y's.
Wait, where's my water?
Or P-U-S-S.
But you can't even tell what's what in that thing at all. It's just pink sludge.
It's what it looks like. It looks like the old McNuggets.
And I thought it was a stroke of genius to mix it with strawberry milk.
I have to drink this whole glass? Is that the deal? Because that isn't going to happen.
No. I think we said 6 sips, 1 for each loss of pigskin picks.
But it's got to be like an actual little drink, too. You know, it can't just be like, you know, you actually got to get some in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if I can do this.
Some of the smoothie as well.
It smells wretched.
What did final smell smell like? You smell any of the hot weenie juice at all?
Yeah, it smells a little, just mainly smells like salt and dog food, so yeah.
All right.
I put a couple more hot weenies in there, too. We got about 4 in there. And we got a pitcher full, man. That pitcher's full. We got like, okay, we have over 48 ounces of this. Somebody wants to try it.
Okay.
FSU, man.
All right. Oh, my God. Wow. All right. She's got one mouthful. She's doing
How's that, Paige?
Oh, she's going for a second one.
How is it, Paige?
She's taking this down. She's taking this like a person. Let's say that to be politically correct. I'm calling this like we're at the Masters right now. Over there on April.
Oh, that fourth one was hell, wasn't it? Ooh. That fourth one was hell.
She got to number four.
Must have been where the pig brains were.
She threw up in Amen's corner just now.
Must have been pork brains in this fourth step.
Oh, she caught a little bit of brains in her mouth.
See, liver mush ain't as bad as you thought, is it, Paige?
Oh, quiet.
Four down. Two more to go.
Two more to go.
I'm sorry, say that again. Remember, Paige, right after this, you're going to do a...
This is terrible.
A small segment of Rise Guys headlines.
This is terrible.
Rocker Bell says they don't want to sponsor this next set of headlines. Here we go. Drink number five of the processed meat smoothie full of pork brains. Oh, no. I feel like that came out of her nose. Can someone verify that for me, please? If it came out of her nose, you're going to taste it all day, and your sinuses are going to be re-effed up right after this.
Come on, Bruce.
All right. Oh, no.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Last one, right?
Last
here we go.
One. Last
six
one.
Drinks.
Do it, Paige.
Take a big one.
Take a big one.
This might as well be a gulp.
Get a big one.
Oh, no.
Was it a big one?
Okay, no more.
Get a big one.
Yeah, big one.
We'll accept it. I mean, when you see what was in the cup and what's in the glass now, you can tell there's something missing.
I'm going to tell you something.
You can tell there's a good amount missing.
Your first few swallows, Paige, were really big. So the last one was mini, but I think you certainly made up for it.
And my mouth is on fire.
On fire!
That's from the Tijuana Mamas, I guess.
Yeah.
All or the salt. Salt draw your tongue up.
Yeah. Round of applause to you. I'm doing that thing where I'm slapping my side because I got a camera in my hand. That was good, Paige.
You kicking somebody.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, your performance was.
What should I do with leftovers? Flush them down the toilet to get rid of it? I was trying to figure that out.
Jeff Rowe's already asking it if he can swing by here and take a sip, and I don't think legally we can do that, can we? We can't serve them our beer. We sure as hell can't serve them that stuff.
I guess I got to pour the leftovers down the toilet because it's the easiest way to get rid of it without stinking up the whole building.
It's okay at first, but there's like this awful aftertaste once you... This is really, really gross.
Yeah.
If you work at Malden Road, you're about to see this stuff real soon.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Paige, round of applause to you.
You did good.
I have it all over my pants.
Already clamped.
Say again?
I've got it all over my clothes and all over my pants.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah, you do.
Processed meat smoothie.
Yeah, chunks.
First ever processed meat smoothie in the history of the Rise Guys.
Another
that's
first.
I mean, that's like YouTube video nasty right there, ain't
that
it?
Was good. Well, hopefully we'll get this one on there.
I hope so.
All right. And P1 Lady Marine says Fat Boy would blow it.
What's she talking about?
Yes. All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys. Oh, some headlines, Paige. What are you working on in the Plex?
All right. Let me swallow.
I'm sorry? What was that?
Okay, remember we did the story about James Dean being in a movie after death, right?
Yes.
Well, the company wants to resurrect more dead celebrities, so we'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Also,
the voice quivering still.
P1 R. Myers 42 says, still a better performance than Butch Patrick in your movie.
Oh, God.
All right, we're going to say goodbye, so long, and farewell. More headlines with Paige right after this. Good job, Paige.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
What? Hold on. Is there headlines intro?
Yeah, I don't know if you wanted to formally do it.
Well, I was just going to say this. So, intern Caroline, name to be changed later and sooner than later. Just brought in some spray, some air spray, you know, make it smell better in here, some air freshener. And she says, hand me that can, Fat Boy. I don't want to paraphrase what she just said. This is called Pure Odor Eliminator for pets. And I said, what did you just have this on you? And she's like, no, that's what they keep in the ladies' room here.
Oh, God.
They keep pet odor air freshener.
I don't know, man.
What? There's a dog on it.
Woof.
going on?
My God.
Now, this stuff's pretty potent.
Yeah, but no wonder we don't ever smell it from there. Y'all got it just rocking.
Well, maybe we're disguising a lot of evil coming out, but I know.
I go through a Scentsy every day in my toilet.
Okay.
I love Scentsy.
All right. Paige, you know, get a little bit right here on your mouth for I'm being a friend by telling you that. Here we go. Let's make it official.
All right.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Excuse me. All right. The company that's resurrecting James Dean for a new movie about, a new war movie, wants to give other dead celebrities the same treatment. And the name of the company is Worldwide XR. They claim they had the rights to hundreds of celebrities, including Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, Chuck Berry, Aaliyah, Jerry Garcia, Andre the Giant, Jimmy Stewart, Betty Davis, Lou Gehrig, Jackie Robinson.
Lou Gehrig?
Yeah, Jackie Robinson, Burt Reynolds, and Christopher Reeve. So according to the CEO of this company, they say influencers will come and go, but legends will never die. And he added that the company will, quote, do our due diligence to make sure all dead celebrities are treated with respect. So, I mean,
it's, yeah, right.
It's not like,
hi, this is Jimmy Stewart. Yeah. You have erectile dysfunction. do you want to get the loans
that they do to old people for their houses?
Backwards mortgage.
Yeah. You want to do a reverse mortgage loan?
No.
Every time a senior citizen gets their mortgage loan, an angel gets her wings.
Nobody gets anything.
Today, I got a reverse mortgage.
So this is the bad thing about this, and the reason why Hollywood was really protesting the whole thing is because you're going to put these people in movies that they may not have signed on to do. I mean, you know, the celebrity, you're going to ruin their dignity if that's, especially Jimmy Stewart. You think he wants to do something like that?
Well, any of them.
When he died?
Like the thing we've talked about a zillion times with Prince, with a poor thing. You need a wipe or something?
No, it's
you're going to need one later after that stuff gets in you.
Part of the fun of this is you having to do headlines right now after chugging that processed meat smoothie. But, you know, Prince, he would have never been in a bank commercial or any of that stuff. And what's going to happen is Christopher Reeve's going to be forever Superman.
Wouldn't you watch like a newborn supremacy movie with Malcolm X in it? That'd be great.
No.
He goes around, you know, killing people. I mean, like, not for real, like, you know, he did, but like in the movie.
I don't know. This is a part of the future I don't like.
You don't see.
I want to go back to 1955.
Like you don't see another Boogie Nights with Maya Angelou in it?
No, I mean,
Still It Rises.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people should die and respect their memory, not to bring them back, and, in my opinion.
It's not even that. It's just like, if you were relying on your great-grandpa's publishing rights or whatever that movie, and then, or music or whatever the intellectual properties you were getting paid for, if that's ran out, you got to get your own thing. You can't sit there and say, well, my grandpa was Jimmy Stewart, and everybody loves his Christmas story. And everybody loves, was he in Planet of the Apes, or was that
Conrad Bursin? Yeah, but say your dad, Jimmy, or your great-grandpa Jimmy Stewart signed on to do this in his memory, and the movie's terrible. Do you think...
What's going to happen is movie companies, when you get a movie contract, it's going to be a thing in there that says we get forever rights to make movies in your likeness. I bet you if it's not already.
See, how are you going to make royalties off of that when you're dead?
I don't know. How many Xbox or Xbox?
I mean, you should have Tupac royalties
songs
forever
have been put out since he died.
Yeah, I mean, if you that person's likeness, it certainly would constitute their likeness.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bringing back their face and their voice and their mannerisms and their movements and their dance moves or whatever else they did, that certainly is their likeness, and the estate can profit off the likeness if they can profit off the likeness.
But what else is interesting about that, though, is the complete opposite of that spectrum is how, you know, baby models and, you know, baby actors and you know, all these different things that parents sign off for their kids to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never had any choice. So you lose it at the beginning and the end.
Yep.
Well, they took Jimmy Stewart's likeness and made him Senate Majority Leader. So he's got two careers.
They did. But again, I
mean, Mitch McConnell.
I'll reference one more time. It's It was when I was a kid, man. They had Fred Astaire dancing with the Dirt Devil, and somebody who had died was on an episode of Tales from the Crypt using the same technology. So this is technology that's been around for 30 years. We just haven't done anything with it.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. And, you know, maybe the company will bring more movies out. Like, but I don't really think it's a big draw.
Does your ladies' room stink? Hi, I'm Mr. Ed with Mr. Ed's Pet Spray Odor.
I mean, when you, who cares what somebody did, you know, some kind of movie that, it's kind of like watching a cartoon, though. I mean, it's not like a real movie, in my opinion.
Do you have the runs? Hi, it's Mr. Ed. So do
right.
I.
If you want to draw flies to a blank house, I'll show you how.
Nah, man, a horse diarrhea is rough.
I would like to see Cassius Clay in Dolomite.
Right.
Sure. But you could bring back Rudy Ray Moore for a sequel now. Another sequel.
You know what, though? Like, do you think now, I would like to go back and watch some of those when I have time to kill, but talking about the Dolomite Eddie Murphy, I bet you Eddie Murphy was better as Dolomite than Rudy Ray Moore was as Dolomite.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Ray Moore was not a tremendous actor, man. Those Dolomite movies are kind of rough to watch.
They kind of, like, sold him up the river in a way, that movie.
I mean, if you ever saw Dolomite, you know.
I want to bring back Charlie Chaplin and then put him in Dolomute.
That'd be funny.
That'd be good.
And then
put him in a Hitler movie.
Well, Mattman's going to make his Hollywood debut pretty soon with Dolomat.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Tell your story. All right. Well, if you want to save money on your groceries, if you feel like you just spend way too much money at the grocery store, I can relate to that. And if you want to save money, here's an idea.
Shoplift.
Well, you can do that. Five-finger discount if you need that. But the average family of four wastes about $124 a month on food, or $31 per person. So if you're a couple with kids, that's like $1,500 a year. The one reason why we waste so much money is because we tend to overbuy food, and you think you're hungry and you may cook too much, but you don't eat all of it, and a lot of people don't like to eat leftovers. So here's a reason where that you overbuy, you overspend, you buy too much stuff, and when you go to the store, sometimes you're hungry, and then you're buying some kind of crazy stuff that you wouldn't have ever purchased in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So experts say that if you want to save money, ideally, you should go to the store daily because you're only going to buy the food for that day.
But what about the gas that you waste going back and forth?
Well, right about that. But if you're preparing stuff for dinner, then you're just going to get what you need for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to, you know, if you have a lot of free time, you can spend that extra hour every day going to the store.
Yeah, but I'm saying the money, you're losing it in the driving there, in the gas.
Yeah.
It must be. I mean, are you taking a fighter jet?
She's starting to get somebody. Give her a napkin. She's starting to sweat.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you feeling okay? I mean, for real.
I think the hot stuff is really kind of getting to me. It didn't make me feel good.
Like in your stomach.
Well, in my throat and everything, so I'm all right.
Once you made me feel good.
So once you get into the habit of buying food more often, you might also save money and by not ordering to eat out as much. So maybe that's the idea, that you're staying home more and not spending so much money going out to dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I go to the grocery store 2 or 3 times a week usually.
And it depends on what you make, because sometimes some meals are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting a nice piece of meat, that's $10 at least.
Yeah,
if you're getting that crap, we have fed Paige this morning. That's real cheap. I think the most expensive single item was probably the treat of the liver mush, and either one cost $2.
I don't know if it's the salt that's really hurt my throat, or is it the spiciness?
Both.
Probably a little bit of both.
Both.
And that, and like you, yeah. I mean, that had... It smelled like dog food. I mean, it really did.
It's like dog food on fire. That's the only way I can say. Like, when I first tasted it, it was like, oh, this is something like rancid stew.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the heat would kick in, and that's where I had to, like, it was coming back up once I don't even want to get into it, but I don't feel good.
Make sure that toilet's stocked up with the old TP before you.
Yes, please.
Oh, you feel like you need a break?
No, I'm good.
It's mouth all. Are you sure?
I'm good.
Am I one?
I'll take a break. Rise Guys headline styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
Oh no!
Oh man, that's Paige's stomach rumbling. Right. Wow.
More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
No.
This is WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, and I love waking up with the Rise Guys.
Golly!
93.3 The Planet. Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.